on boards of the Irish Stock Exchange, Quoty, and 20 companies, with further targets of 25% female representation on boards for other listed companies by the end of 2023. I would underline that these are targets rather than quotas. Recognising that there is still much work to be done, I would just like to highlight some examples where considerable progress has been made in the short period since 2018. This includes across all listed companies, as of the 1st of September 2021, 28% of directors are now female, up from just 14% in 2018, in just 3 years. Across the ISEC 20 companies, 32% of female directors, 32% of directors are now female on average as of March 2022, and this has already exceeded the 2022 target of 30%, and again a sizable improvement from just 18% in 2018. Also, of the 36 new board appointments made between September 2020 and September 2021, 41% of these appointments were female, up from 27% in September 2020. I would just like to briefly highlight as well the political agreement that was reached in June 2022 on a proposed EU directive on improving the gender balance among non-executive directors of companies listed on stock exchanges and related measures. And the government will now consider options for transposition of the measure in due course. And finally, the minister himself gave valuable updates on the gender pay gap information. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Gerry. We're going to move on to the issue of violence against women, and I'm going to speak generally to this, and then I'll ask my colleague Deglan O'Brien to speak maybe to more detail on some of the issues. I suppose just to say that in our programme for government between the three government parties in mid-2020, we stated that there was an epidemic of domestic sexual and gender-based violence in Ireland, so we called out its prevalence.